Shal Tshuva Smichas Yitzchak and Chelik Aleph Sim Kuf Chav Zayin discusses a woman who takes a pill to regulate her periods. What would be the halacha that we know a woman, when her veset comes, is supposed to do bedikas, is not supposed to have relations with her husband? What would be the halacha regarding such a woman? Is she considered as if she has a vest or she doesn't have a vest? And of course, this question is very relevant to kallahs who don't want to have a chuppas nida and take a pill to regulate their periods. Will this be valid way of avoiding the shayla of a vest? So he wants to bring a raya from the Gemara that we learned in our Gemara, where Rabbi Yochanan was asked, a muberes that doesn't have dam, and the time of a vest came. And the question was, and she didn't check herself if she tore or not. And the Gemara answers the question based on a Mishnah where Emmaus said that a woman was hiding, and the time of her veset came, and she didn't do bedika, and the halacha was that they were makel, because the halacha is charod mesalekes es adamim. The fear she was in caused her not to have dam. So says the Gemara, if charod is mesalekes dam, says the Michas Yitzchak, we should certainly say that a muberes should also be considered a mislakistam, and should a person taking the pill should certainly be considered a mislakistam. It's probably more valid than a charado, and therefore it should work. So the Michas Yitzchak first of all says, let's look at this halacha at Shulchan Aruch. This halacha is in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Pei Dalid Sivches, where the Shulchan Aruch says, Hoysa nechves b'machba, a woman was in hiding, ne'pachad, v'giyishas festa, ena chesheshes, like she doesn't have to worry about her vest because of the charada. However, says the Ramah, v'yeshem v'dafkim over a vest v'loi batka, only if the vest passed, and she didn't check herself, and she didn't feel that she was getting a period, so we say she's tayra b'loy b'dika. Avlachatchila tzrika b'dika. So he's saying that we can't rely on this. If this is going to be our heter, it will still require a b'dika, because the Ramah is telling us that the charada doesn't completely take away all the halacha of vesed. It only takes it away b'di'evet. Moreover, the Michas Yitzchak goes into a new discussion. He says, based on what is this woman saying that she shouldn't have to be concerned? Because she's taking a pill which the doctors have regulates the body. But he says that a number of points. He says, we can't always rely on a doctor. We could only rely on a doctor's opinion for a kula, for pikuach nefesh, to be doichi Shabbos, for pikuach nefesh, to eat on Yom Kippur. Because there it's a question of pikuach nefesh. But to rely on a doctor's opinion to be makel and take away the halacha of vestis is not so clear. Moreover, he says doctors' opinions are based on experience with patients, but their experience are with most of the population, and most of the population is non-Jewish, and we can't rely on what has been determined from a non-Jewish person
to a Jewish person. Because as the Gemara says, they eat different foods than we eat. They have a different lifestyle than we have. And therefore, because they have all of these differences, maybe we can't rely on what a doctor says the pill will accomplish. And therefore, he is not prepared to be so lenient. However, Rav Vosner and the Shailos HaTshuva Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Dalet Siman Tzadik Tes, takes a more lenient approach. First, he says that we're not quite sure what is considered charoda. The Gemara here is saying that we could be lenient by charoda, but we're not exactly sure what is considered charoda and what is not considered charoda. Actually, we think about it. The Gemara says regarding Esther Hamalka, the pasuk says v'tischalchel Hamalka, and the Gemara says Masechet Nida v'merav melamed shapirsa Nida machmas moira. That on contrary, the fear caused her to become a Nida. So we see that not all women have the same reaction to what is charoda or what is not charoda. So therefore, just saying that taking the pill should be in the same category as charoda, it's not so clear that we could be lenient on charoda when we're not exactly sure what charoda even really means. However, he does say, if this woman has taken the pill and we've seen that the pill has caused that she shouldn't get a period, so now we could certainly be makel. Now we could certainly be makel that we see that this woman has this experience. But he quotes the Ratvaz that you could only rely on this if it caused her not to have a period three times when she was supposed to get the period. However, Rav Vosner is more lenient and doesn't seem to require that she should have missed the period three times to be makel. I just want to add to our previous shiur where Rav Moshe, who we quoted the tshuva of Igros Moshe, who says that the halachas have changed as manazeh because we see women are different as manazeh, and as soon as they get pregnant, they don't have their period anymore, and therefore the halachas should apply immediately as soon as they become aware of the pregnancy. So Rav Moshe also have using the same svara that we have to see how women react as manazeh, uses it with chumrah. Because in our Gemara we learn that a meinekes, everybody agrees for at least for 24 months, even if they're not nursing, or according to the Chachamim, according to Rameh, as long as they're nursing, have a dinner meinekes. Says Rav Moshe, nowadays it's not like that. And as soon as a woman stops nursing, she goes back to her cycle. So the heter that the Gemara wants to say, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that for 24 months she has nothing to be concerned about, does not apply nowadays because we see that that isn't the metzias. And Rav Moshe l'shitasoi is always following what is the metzias b'zman hazeh. As we just quoted, the Gemara says that charoda causes that she should be mesulekes domin. So I saw that the Svarim explained that charoda, a person who lives with Yirah Shemayim, Mesalekes Domin. We have people who are always thinking about Domin. Domin means money. A person who lives with Yirah Shemayim, Mesalekes Domin, he doesn't think about money, he thinks about what's more important in life. And then I saw a beautiful word from the Meshech Chochmah. The Pasuk says that we know that during the Shloish Yimei HaGolah, Klai Yisrael were told that Al Tikshu Al Isha, they can't have relations with their wives. After Matan Torah, The pasuk says, "Shuvu l'chem lo lechem." Everybody can go back to have relations with their wives. And the question is, how could the Torah make an absolute statement, "Shuvu l'chem lo lechem"? Everybody could go back to their wives. Weren't there wives who were maybe nidus, wives who had, as we've been discussing in our shir, their veset? So how could the Torah make a blanket statement, "Shuvu l'chem lo lechem"? Says the Meshech Chochma. The pasuk says, "Be'matn Torah v'yechret kol ha'am asher b'machna," that everybody during Matan Torah experienced charado. And we're learning in our shir that charado misalak estamin. So all the women in Klal Yisrael who experienced kabbalas haTorah experienced charado. And therefore everybody was misalak estamin. And therefore the Torah indeed can make a blanket statement, shuvu lachem lo halechem.